Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello and welcome to today's inspiration. I am Lisa Berry, and I'm so happy and grateful you're taking the time to listen in right now, right here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, the place for information and inspiration. It's the future of radio. It's the future of connection. We're online. You can listen in anytime, anywhere you choose. So wherever you are listening, whether it's live right now or you found us online, welcome. Thank you. Check us out, BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. A lot of great shows here. I myself have done many interviews, and you can see them all right here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. Who am I? We talked about that last time. We talked about how Deepak Chopra, who I greatly admire, talked about doing a simple meditation and just breathing and focusing on your breath and asking yourself, who am I? Who am I? And I thought about that a lot this week, and what I can say is that I don't seek power or control. I seek peace and love and happiness. And I don't believe I'm here to attain a certain status or to boost myself up or by associating with rich or famous people. You see that so many times. People have to post a picture and they're with somebody cool. I have done that, but I don't do it to impress anybody else. I do it because it was a connection that I had, that I made, that was part of my life, that was meaningful to me. So I, of course, enjoy prosperity because mostly it gives me freedom to help others. And I really think that's my true calling. Who am I? To love and to help others and to distract them from the difficult daily moments. Life is not easy. It's not, hasn't been easy for me. I think I've learned many lessons from where I've been and what I've been through. And I know it's not easy for most of us. So I am here to distract you and uplift you and share some love and some laughter. I like to look at the lighter side of life, and I feel I can find humor in pretty much any situation. I love to laugh. That's one of my gifts in humor, and I want to help you laugh, and I want to help you relax, and I want to help you see what's really important in life. We get so caught up in all the drama and the trauma and the who said what and who did this and how much did that cost and who cares? It's not really what matters. I read something about, you know, I do like to shop. I told you I enjoy prosperity. I'm attracting prosperity as we speak right now, and mostly to help others. But I do like a few things for myself. And I was reading a review of somebody who bought something, and she said, nobody said a word, so I'm sending it back. And I was thinking, did you buy it so somebody would compliment you? Or did you buy it so you would enjoy it? I like nice things, but I don't try to impress other people. I like them because they make me happy. And while knowing yourself and loving yourself and making sure you are doing things to keep yourself happy is important, doing things for others is the ultimate importance. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I want to bring some laughter. I want to bring a change of pace to a stressful or painful experience. And I will surround you with love and care and concern. And I want to help you look in another direction, hopefully up. Look up. Who was that? The Friendly Giant? Did you watch that as a kid? Now I'm really dating myself. I didn't watch it that much because it sort of freaked me out. But he did start out by saying, look up, look up. I don't know what we're supposed to be looking up at. But I think it's better than looking down or looking behind you. I have many cherished memories, and they keep me going. And I love to take pictures, and I like to go back and look at them and remember those moments. But I'm not living in the past. Believe me, life changes like a train speeding down the tracks, and it's sometimes a challenge to keep up. But you gotta keep looking up and moving forward, moving forward. So, who am I? I love to make people laugh and find humor in almost any situation. And why laughter? Well, when you're laughing, you're not crying. Well, that's one way to look at it. And when you're laughing, you're enjoying the moment. And when you're laughing, it relieves tension and brings hope to that moment. And for that moment, everything seems okay. And as my friend, my buddy, not really my friend, but I had him as a guest on the show, and you can hear the interview July 2nd, Dr. Rudy Tanzi, who wrote Super Brain with Deepak Chopra. And it's all about the brain. He does research on Alzheimer's and is making some headway into dealing with that really tough disease that a lot of us have had to deal with loved ones. He says everything's okay right now, and all we have is right now. So yeah, it's okay to look back and enjoy and swim in the moment of happiness, but really we want to look up I move forward. So let's laugh. Because again, when you're laughing, you're not crying. When you're laughing, you're enjoying the moment. And I haven't said anything really too funny yet, but I do love to laugh. And what it basically comes down to is, quoting the Dalai Lama, if you develop care and concern for others, you'll develop kind of an inner strength in spite of your own difficulties and problems. Let's say that again. If you develop care and concern for others, you'll develop an inner strength in spite of your own difficulties and problems. So don't sit around and focus on why me and why don't I have what I want and why do they say that to me. Focus on what can I do for others? What can I do to cheer somebody else up? What, tell a joke, make them laugh, make them smile, do something thoughtful. I like to be thoughtful and think of others because really that is the main purpose of life other than being happy. So look for and experience and bring joy to as many moments as you can today. And that's certainly what I can do and what I want to do. And I ask myself, what is my trophy? You know, I don't need an Academy Award. I don't need an Emmy. I don't need to be on TV. I want to be surrounded by happy, loving people who are enjoying the moment. I don't need anything on my mantle. I'm blessed to even have a mantle. Remember, it's all about gratitude. What am I here to prove? Who says we have to prove anything? Who says we have to impress anyone? My status or my stature is not determined by anyone else. We are all one. And we have a love connection with strangers and meeting new people. And we find out how we are all connected. We are really all one. And, you know, I saw a quote this week that said, pleasure is in the body. Happiness is in the mind. And joy is in the spirit. So I'm always open to a lot of different thoughts and experiences every week. And I always talk about the many benefits of exercise. That's something we all work on. But, you know, I do this show to talk a lot about feeling better on the inside. But I know we need to take care of our bodies and what's happening on the outside as well. They're like cars, really. They're comprised of many parts and they need care and regular maintenance. And one way I found out I enjoy doing that is in an infrared sauna. And I'm blessed to have a great place to go right in my community, and that is called Aura Glow. And the owner, Bob Mayer, is joining us on the show right now. Hi, Bob. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Did you enjoy your session last night?
I did. I am so excited. I'll tell you, to be honest, I first saw Dr. Oz talking about it on Oprah a couple of years ago, and I never had heard of an – it's infrared, right? Not infrared, right?
Just infrared, like, yeah.
Infrared. So Bob Mayer is the owner of Aura Glow Infrared Sauna Spa in Novi, Michigan, because I know people are listening all over the world. But if you're in the Detroit area, we're going to tell you about it and maybe how you can visit there. But first, to start explaining to us the difference between an infrared sauna and a typical one that you see or have experienced maybe with a lot of steam in the room.
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, there's a couple of different kinds of kind of typical saunas. There's the dry saunas and the steam saunas. But in those saunas, you're generally heated. You're heated from the outside. So basically, there's some source of heat that gets the air really, really hot. And then in turn, that air is heating your skin. Whereas in the infrared sauna, you're heated with radiant heat. So the infrared light is essentially penetrating through the skin. It penetrates about an inch and a half into your body. And it warms you up from the inside as well as from the outside. So it's more like kind of being outside on a cloudy day and being heated from the sun when the clouds part. So when the clouds part and the sun hits your skin, you feel the warmth from the sun, and that's the radiant heat or the infrared energy from the sun that's actually warming you up. So it's more like that as opposed to just being heated with hot air.
And what are the benefits of an infrared sauna?
Well, there's a lot of different benefits. So you kind of mentioned taking care of yourself on the inside. One of the things that infrared saunas do is they can actually detoxify you. So that's one of the huge benefits. So it's almost kind of like giving yourself like an internal shower. So it's kind of like taking care of your body on the inside. And, you know, the infrared rays, when they penetrate, they actually kind of loosen up the toxins and allow your body to kind of sweat the toxins out as opposed to, you know, kind of having the toxins circulate through your body. So, and that does happen a little bit as well, but because of that detoxification, there's a lot of different benefits that occur. Pain relief is one, reduction in inflammation, and then it also kind of, your heart rate increases. So it gives you kind of like a passive cardio workout, so it can help lower blood pressure, kind of improve your heart health, and just a wide variety of things.
And it burns calories, right?
And it burns calories, yep.
How much of it is
side benefit of it?
Yeah, you do sweat. And is that the toxins coming out when you're sweating in an infrared sauna?
Yeah, they've done some studies that show that there's a lot more toxins that come out with the sweat of an infrared sauna than in a typical sauna. And that's just because of the way that the infrared penetrates deep inside the body. So in a regular sauna, basically your body responds by trying to keep the skin cool. So that's, you know, basically why you start sweating, you know, quicker in a regular sauna. And it's mainly water, just because it's just trying to keep the skin cool, whereas an infrared sauna is trying to keep the whole body cool. So the sweat is, it's drawn from much deeper inside the body, and it draws out a lot more toxins from, you know, not just from the skin, but, you know, from the fat cells below the skin and the muscles, the ligaments, the joints. So it's drawing the toxins out from a much deeper level, and as a result, you get a lot more toxins out.
I think that's really important to mention. We're talking to Bob Mayer, who owns Aura Glow Infrared Sauna, a sauna spa in Novi, Michigan, and the difference between a regular steam sauna and what he has, the infrared sauna, is so you're getting toxins. I don't know if it's my imagination, but I feel like when I'm just sitting there, you can exercise while you're in the sauna, right?
You can a little bit, yeah.
But I feel like I'm sitting there and I'm getting rid of some of the stuff in my body that I need to be getting rid of.
Yeah. It's especially after you've been in a few times, it's almost like you can just kind of feel the sweat coming from deeper and deeper within your body. It's almost like working out, where, you know, after working out a couple times, your body adapts to it, and
right.
You know, you're able to work out a little bit more, you know, run a little bit further. And it's kind of the same thing in the saunas. It's almost like every time you go in, the toxins and the sweat is coming from deeper and deeper inside the body. We've been in a couple times in the past couple of weeks. Do you notice like a difference, like your second
time? I did.
Yesterday
was my third time coming in like the last couple of weeks. So I felt like it was finally kicking in yesterday. Do you need to come more often, or the more you come, the better the toxins are released, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, you know, generally, kind of what I recommend is that people make infrared saunas, or even, you know, saunas in general, but, you know, making the infrared saunas part of their regular wellness regimen. So it's just kind of like working out or eating healthy. If you only do it once every couple months, yeah, I mean, it'll do something for you, but, you know, doing it several times a week or several times a month is where you're really going to get kind of a continued benefit from it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just like working out, you know, if you work out once every 2 or 3 months, well, yeah, I mean, that'll be nice. You'll get a nice workout in. But, you know, in regards to the overall, you know, long-term benefits to the body, you're really not going to realize too much benefit. Whereas if you work out 2 or 3 times a week, well, you know, now you're starting to, you know, improve your endurance, improve your overall health. And it's kind of the same thing with the saunas. So just kind of trying to make it part of your regular wellness regimen.
Do you think people know about them that much? Is it something, I mean, I'm doing this to help get the word out because Bob has a great place, and as we're talking about, it's a great experience and it's great for you. But is it mainstream yet?
No, it's definitely not mainstream yet. People associate the, when they hear the word sauna, even if you put the word infrared in front of it, they just associate it with a regular sauna. So people just kind of assume that it's the same thing. And until they actually get in and experience an infrared sauna, you know, it's really difficult to even explain the difference between them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the word sauna is so, you know, people understand what a sauna is. People generally have had difficult experiences with saunas. I don't know about negative experiences, but, you know, I grew up with a sauna, and I did not like it at all. I mean, you know, my dad
the hot steam kind?
No, just the regular dry sauna.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, they got really hot, and I was, you know, always... After like 5 or 10 minutes, I was ready to get out because it was just so uncomfortable for me. But, you know, in the infrared sauna, I have no issue staying in it for 40, 50 minutes. The air is really easy to breathe, and, you know, the heat feels a lot different than a regular sauna. But people have a very similar experience with a regular sauna as I had growing up. And as a result, they just kind of, you know, they shy away from it.
Well, we're trying to get the word out for you here. It's Bob Mayer, owner of Aura Glow Infrared Sauna in Novi, Michigan. I've read, and I don't know if you read up a lot and a lot or still do research, about how it's good for arthritis and it can lower your blood pressure. Those are two major concerns for people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, pretty much every study that I've seen in regards to the infrared saunas, you know, shows some sort of benefit for blood pressure. And I've had a lot of people come in with arthritis that have seen, you know, significant benefits and, you know, reduction of or even elimination of their arthritis issues. But, yeah, because of the way that the heat penetrates, and that's one of the things that people with arthritis are always kind of looking for is this heat, because they notice a relief, you know, even if it is just kind of like a, you know, a warmer climate, you know, that helps them out,
right.
Or, you know, a heating pad or something like that. Just that heat penetrating into the body really helps to increase the circulation and, you know, reduce the inflammation that, you know, that their arthritis is causing. So, yeah, so the infrared saunas are fantastic for that.
Yeah, that are those are two great things. And how about wound healing? Have I read something about that for it heals wounds?
Yeah,
or can
yeah,
help?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. The infrared actually helps to do a couple things, but one of the things that it does is helps to kind of kill the bacteria that could slow down the wound healing process, and then it also helps stimulate blood flow to the area. So it's, you know, more nutrients are getting to the area, the blood's kind of staying fresh as opposed to kind of stagnant. So yeah, so it's really good for wound healing as well.
So hearing all this, why wouldn't you do it? It sounds like it's an enjoyable experience. You know, you have great lighting, and you have the sound spa going with the waves crashing. And I actually bring books in with me, and I read like inspirational type books in there. So I feel like I'm really helping myself inside and out. So it's a pleasant experience for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the infrared sauna, it is kind of a time commitment. You know, it's not like going to like a tanning salon where you can go in for 5 or 10 minutes and get out and, you know, you're ready to go on and do whatever you're going to do afterwards. You know, with the infrared saunas, you know, you really want to give it a good half hour to 45 minutes inside of the sauna, which means, you know, you got to commit the time to get there, you know, drive there, drive back, dry off afterwards. So, you know, it is a time commitment. So, you know, for people just to kind of hop in and do a quick 5-minute session, I guess you could do that, but, you know, you're really not going to get a lot of the benefits out of it. So you do have to kind of commit, you know, a solid hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours to really do a solid session. So nowadays people are so busy that they just don't feel like they have the time to do that. And, you know, the people just don't kind of sit back and relax. And that's one of the things with the infrared sauna is that is great for people, because people get in there and they could just kind of zone out, you know, the stress of everyday life aren't there anymore. So, you know, they don't have to worry about their phone, they don't have to worry about their kids. They could just kind of sit in the sauna by themselves, you know, lay down, watch whatever TV show they want. So it's a great way to de-stress. But, you know, at the same time, it is a time commitment. So
right.
You know,
but you're worth it.
Nowadays.
You think it's worth it, and I think it's worth it, so comes highly recommended. I do have a question for you. When you get in there, obviously you want to sweat because you're sweating out the toxins. And
yes.
Do you want to wipe it away as it's coming out, or do you want to let it kind of all accumulate and just be one big pool at the end?
Yeah, I think it's best to wipe it away, because then you're kind of, you know, you're constantly getting the toxins off your body as they're sweating, you know, sweating out. But at the same time, the sweat actually absorbs infrared, because infrared is absorbed by water molecules.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're sweating a bunch, you know, some of the infrared is going to be absorbed by the sweat. And as a result, it's not going to be able to penetrate into your body. So by keeping the sweat off your body, you're able to allow the infrared rays to actually penetrate deep inside of the body.
Okay.
As opposed to being kind of absorbed on the surface sweat.
Good to know. And I'm sorry, did you have something else to add?
No.
Okay. Well, at Orglow, you have a new pay structure, because people are probably wondering, well, how much is this going to cost me? How does that work if you want to go in and have a session?
Yeah, we're actually we introduced this pay structure about a month and a half ago. So what we call it the open pay system, and what it is we allow people to come in and essentially pay whatever they want to pay or whatever they feel like they can afford to pay. You know, we want to try to give everybody access to the saunas, because, you know, we do realize that, you know, there's a, you know, a huge benefit for people to come in and use them. And, you know, one of the issues with giving people access is affordability. You know, what's affordable to one person is not affordable to another person. So we essentially just decided to, you know, allow people to, you know, basically determine what's affordable for them. And, you know, the only way we can figure out how to do that is through the open pay system. So, yeah, we have little boxes in each room, and, you know, it's completely anonymous. We don't know what people are putting in, so we don't want people to feel uncomfortable that they're only putting in a couple bucks or, you know, something less than they think that they should be putting in. But we want people to come in. We want people to get the benefit. And for some people, they need to come in, you know, 4 or 5 days a week to really get a benefit or to, you know, really see significant improvement in their health. And especially initially to do that, it could be really expensive if you're paying $20 a session or even $10 a session at that. So we just wanted to try to make it accessible for everybody.
Well, that's pretty cool. And if you like it enough, you can buy one for your own home, right? You actually sell the infrared saunas?
Yeah, we just started selling them too. Yeah, we had so many customers that were coming in and using the saunas for a week or a month, and then basically just deciding that they wanted one of their own. So, and we weren't able to sell them at the time. So, yeah, basically we just decided to might as well have that as an offering too, because we were losing so many customers that were just going out and buying their own saunas, which is a good idea. It's, you know, much more convenient to have right here, right in your home.
Well, if you don't have room and you want to go, I highly recommend Aura Glow Infrared Sauna. It's in Novi, Michigan. Bob Mayer, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, can you give us a phone number or a website how they can reach you?
Yeah, they can go to auraglowsaunas.com, and the saunas is plural. Aura Glow is spelled AuraGlowSaunas. Or they could call us at 248-347-4111. And even if somebody just wants to call, if they have questions about infrared or infrared saunas or anything like that, I'm more than willing to discuss things with people to, you know, to help them understand it better or, you know, find a place in their local area.
Great. All right, Bob, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope to see you soon.
All right, thanks, Lisa.
That's Bob Mayer. He owns Aura Glow. I got to get the name right. Infrared Saunas in Novi, Michigan. And if you didn't get Bob's information, you can always email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com, and I can hook you up with more information. As I said to Bob, I'll take a book in there. I just feel, and I don't know, it's my imagination. I'm definitely sweating, but I feel like it is the icky stuff. Oh, I forgot to tell Bob, I think my skin feels softer when I'm done. And it helps circulation, and that helps all your systems, and wink, wink, if you know what I mean, if you're having problems in that area. Everything comes out, and everything feels good. So I highly recommend it. I pay for my visits. I didn't get anything free from Bob. I just like to help connect with people and share good information, and as he said, it's something to add to your wellness routine, and I think they're great. So I wanted to give Bob a chance to talk about it. And as I said, I read a lot of books. I take books in there because I figure I'm sweating out my toxins. I'm going to input some good information. And one of the books I have with me was Tony Robbins' book, Awakening the Giant Within. Tony actually has a new book out about money, making money right now. He's got a million books out, and he's a great guy. And I agree with pretty much everything he says. But this book, Awakening the Giant Within, it's been around for a while. It's just chock full of wonderful nuggets on how to live a happier, more balanced life. And one of the ideas that he mentioned in this book that I connected with in the sauna last night was empowering ideas and experiences must be pursued. I thought, you know, that is, you know, you can't just sit there and wait for life to happen to you. You got to go out there. You got to read books. He talked about how he reads books and he reads them over and over again. And he goes to events and he goes to the events over and over again. And people will say, why do you keep reading the same books and going to the same events? And he said, because I'm a different person every day and I'm getting a new experience out of it. I thought, oh, that's a great way to look at it. But experiencing, empowering ideas and experience must be pursued. So consciously seek out new experiences, new ways of thinking and looking at life. You got to change it up a little bit because things change all the time and you got to change with them. And if you want your life to be better, then you got to listen to shows like this or any of the shows here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. Read books and go to events and expand your world and expand your horizons. And every week I'm always open to different thoughts and messages and what's coming to me. And I actually get a lot of them on Twitter. I follow some interesting people on Twitter. You can follow me. I have two Twitter, Lisa_Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, is one of my Twitter sites, and I have Lisa's Love Notes as well. I'm a big fan of Ram Dass, who wrote Be Here Now, kind of one of the original hippies, and he wrote something that I thought was really interesting I wanted to share with you. He said, once we get a taste of the freedom that comes with letting go of our stuff, you know, our anger, our righteousness, our jealousy, our need to be in control, the judging mind, just to name a few, then we start to look at those things in new ways. And that is the teaching of being in the moment. For someone who understands that this precious, precious birth is an opportunity to awaken, is an opportunity to know God, all of life becomes an instrument for getting there. Marriage, family, job, play, travel, all of it. You just spiritualize your life. Now, Christ said to be in the world, but not of the world. You are simultaneously living your story, keeping your ground, remembering your zip code, and having your awareness free and spacious, not caught in anything, just delighting in the richness of this timeless moment. It's all about being, you know, he will be here now. So he's talking about being in this wonderful moment. And I think we should be in this moment and we should be happy. And people who make happiness a habit, it's got to be a habit. It's got to be a conscious awareness. Did you know that 40%, as much as 40% of your daily activities are sheer habit or routine? You're on autopilot half the time. So happy people make gratitude, joy, and mindfulness a part of that habit. And it works for them, especially in the morning. I know I wake up early. Oh, why am I waking up so early? But that's when I seem to be, my mind seems to be the most quieted and things come to me. And I read a lot. As I said on Twitter, I follow Wayne Dyer. I'm a big fan of Wayne Dyer. And he shared something this week about attitude. I always talk about perspective. I always say everybody sees things differently. I'm always amazed at how well we can function and get along because we are so different, even though we are one. We see things differently. We have perspective. And we have attitude. And Wayne Dyer says, attitude is everything. With the law of attraction, a good-feeling thought will bring more good-feeling thoughts and in turn, things to feel good about. So you will build momentum and train your subconscious mind to look for the thoughts that make you feel good. I love that. You know, they say 10% of what we think is our conscious mind and 90% is our subconscious mind. You got to really get in there and you got to envision things and you got to think about things and you got to program your mind and you got to get in there and align that subconscious mind to look for the good. Co-creating is all about your alignment with source energy. When you are aligned, you feel good. And this is some ways that Wayne Dyer said that he reminds himself to reach for good-feeling thoughts. On his bedpost, he has a sign that says, good things are going to happen. And he sees that every morning when he wakes up and every night when he goes to sleep. He actually tweeted a picture of himself in his bed with a sign on his bedpost that says, good things are going to happen. I love that. I wake up every day and I expect the best. And you know, day after day, not necessarily rocking my world, but I am still expecting it. My eyes are open and looking up and something good is going to happen. And then Wayne talks about help others focus on feeling good. He says, hello, friend, tell me something good instead of how are you? He said, I get to hear their good feeling thoughts and they get to reach for them. So that instead of when you bump into something, instead of saying, how are you? And everyone says, fine. And they don't really mean it. Say, hey, tell me something good. What's good? What's good in your life? And then that causes them to think about something positive and share that with you. And then good feeling thoughts attract more good feeling thoughts. And before you know it, you're feeling good. And he said, looking ahead, with my luck, things are going to work out great. Anticipate a positive outcome. That's part of programming your subconscious, getting into that mind that's really ruling your world. It's not even thoughts that we think about, but like the last 5 minutes when you go to bed at night, are you rewinding all everything that went wrong that day? And then you're programming your subconscious to focus on that, and you're going to wake up with that buried in your mind. Or are you going to bed and making a conscious effort to have gratitude, to think about what went right today? I walk around, you know, I've told you my silly stories before. I'm grateful for my garbage pickup. I do the show on Wednesday. It's garbage pickup day for me, but I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for water, and I'm grateful for all the things that I have and all the people in my life, and it's a consciousness that I walk around and I focus on that. You focus on the positive because what you focus on is what you see. And what you see is who you are. And, of course, who you are is what your life is all about. So look for good things. Have gratitude. Focus on the positive. It's easy to focus on the negative. And life is not a contest. One of my favorite phrases is that envy will suck the life out of you. So don't get caught up in that. Who cares what anybody else has? As I said at the beginning of the show, my trophy, I don't have anything on my mantle. I'm grateful I have a mantle. And my trophy is connecting with people and enjoying the day and getting through the things that happen. So I appreciate you listening. I'm available to speak at your function or to your organization. Happy workers make a happy, healthy bottom line. I love to speak to companies and groups and organizations about perspective and powering through as positive as possible. You want to email me, it's Lisa Love Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's lisaloveberry@gmail.com. And I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.